From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. The club's final business meeting of 2025 reported that the most recent Wison-supported event at Mount Glorious was successful, with some 130 runners taking part. Ipswich Wison commitments for this year are still to be finalised and members will be advised. Robert, VK4KHW, on behalf of Brisbane Wison, has put out the call for help with a couple of horse trail events in May and July. The first one is a two-day event starting at Kilkeven Showgrounds, and the second is at Stirling Crossing, Imbal. Any members who can volunteer to help should contact Paul, VK4PMC, in the first instance. At the December meeting, the club welcomed its newest member, John, VK4JLB. Welcome, John. And a reminder, the next social night is Monday, January 12, and the next business meeting, Monday, January 26. Both start at 19:30 hours. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
We're barely into the new year and already we've been handed a really good idea that applies to hams all round Australia. Hi there, it's the week of 11th of January. I'm John, VK4JPM, Club Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. And to be honest, I wish I'd really known about the ham challenge in December so that I could have given you a bit more warning. But here we go, in the spirit of better late than never, which is what everyone says until they just miss a plane or don't get their John Moyle results filed in time. Now that we've fixed the calendar problem on our website, you can go to ddrci.org.au and find an article on the 52-week ham challenge in the slider. Just click through and check it out. The ham challenge concept is really simple. Each week, there's a challenge for that week, and when you complete the challenge, two things happen. You get some bragging rights, and more importantly, you'll have done something that expands your appreciation of our hobby. Some of the challenges are really simple, like make a contact. Some are a bit harder, like use a specific mode to make a contact, or how low can you go with QRP. And some of the challenges might be downright difficult, like build something and get on air with it. But hey, isn't that what you're always intending to do? Sure. So check out the article and let us know how you're going. In coming weeks, we'll tell you about the challenge of the week in case you missed it, and especially where the challenge might be helped by another club member. The first challenge for the year was simple, with lots of help provided, but uncharted territory for many of us, and that's the point. In this case, the requirement was make a QSO on a faraway repeater using Echolink. I mean, really, what could be simpler? And they've followed up this week with make a QSO in a mode you're unfamiliar with. Isn't that what you just did in week one? But it looks like you can kill two birds with these two challenges, since for most of us, Echolink would be an unfamiliar mode. Anyway, why not give it a go? And at the same time, you're likely to pick up new skills with Mastodon and IRC and make a few new friends in the process. And the week 11 challenge is so simple and so needed that you'd wonder why you'd never been rewarded for it in the past. This is the 52-week ham challenge, and you can read all about it at ddrci.org.au. Good news for anyone who applied for club merch. The order is in and embroidered items will magically become available sometime after the 20th of January. And we've got the replacement hats available. We'll let you know. Coming up dates for the diary, the next club tech meeting and social gathering is on Monday the 9th of February, and the next club lunch will be on Saturday the 14th of February. If you'd like to influence our choice of venue for the lunch, now would be a good time to start. We want to move it around a little bit. Maybe it's time to head to the west, or to Maringindan maybe. That would be impressive. The most important reminder, our Boxing Day sale doesn't have forever to run, and right now memberships are half price. Click the big red button on the website, and as always, comments, thoughts and complaints can be sent to secretary@ddrci.org.au. Don't forget, our club 2 metre net is coming up at the top of this hour, if it's Sunday morning right now. 73 and enjoy the week. I'm John, VK4JPM for Q News and the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.